All right, if you can just settle down and get your bearings so that we can start. Good morning, everyone. Wow, buhay na buhay, no? Parang alam niyo yung pinilit kayo dahil obligasyon lang na pumunta kayo ngayong umaga dito. Good morning, everyone. Yung parang nakapagkape naman, yung mga ganung level, kaya may kape dyan, flowing yan eh. Kung kailangan nyo ng mas stronger, yung naka-IV, pwede rin. Sabihin nyo lang si Jack, meron kaming IV coffee. Sige, wala silang mga sense of humor ngayong umagang to. Anyway, papagbigyan ko na sila, -5 sa performance evaluation sa January. Okay? Pag yun, buhay kayo, di ba? Anyway, we'd like to welcome you today for the staff dev, for administration. We're very excited, actually, for this topic. When we were planning about this topic, Ms. Gigi, Ms. Pinky, Pastor Carlos, and I were very excited to really have our guest speaker for today. He's a pastor. He's a pastor in Victory, Alabang. And he's one of those few people, gifted men, that are both administrative and pastoral at the same time. Iilan lang yon, so siya na yon. Siya yung isa doon. So ilan lang yung mabibilang lang sa kamay yan na kung sino yung mga both administrative and pastoral sa ministry natin. So he is one of the few good men that are both pastoral and administrative, no? Before he went to the ministry, he graduated in De La Salle University. Kapit-bahay? La Salle ka ba? O tabi? Tabi. Tabi, diba? Sabi ko parang ano. Tapos, he graduated from business management course in De La Salle University. Before he went to the ministry, he's been working with different companies like Pfizer, PLDT, and he also had his own business for a while. So, also British Petroleum, so iba-iba talaga. And before he went to the ministry, he's been volunteering in different ministries also, like ushering, kids, music ministry, o diba, hindi nyo alam yun, no? Music ministry din yan. So, without further ado, we would like to welcome si Pastor Jansen Morados. Actually, when we had the one-hour session with him, nagulat kami nila Miss Gigi, kasi alam namin magaling si Pastor Jansen, pero when he spoke to us, sabi namin, hindi natin alam na ganito pala siya kagaling. Super talaga. Ayan.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thank you for that introduction. Obviously, no, yung HR file nasa kanya. No? Parang kabisado lahat. Ano? But yeah, it's good to see all of you. And I do understand the reaction kanina. Na medyo parang slow start pa tayo, no? Back in the province of Alabang, 10 to 6 din kami. 10 to 6 ang work hour. So medyo this is earlier. Yes, I'm a pastor of Victory Alabang, but at the same time, I also pastor of Victory Santa Rosa. So dun po ako assigned sa province of, of Santa Rosa. Pero tama pa rin naman kasi I do, I'm still currently fulfilling certain roles in Victory Alabang. No, and before we go on ahead, kasi actually dun lang talaga ako. I'm not like yung sa U-Belt days pa. I came to know the Lord. I was already married and had one child. And my church was Victory Alabang na. Tapos nandun ka pa sa probinsya, di ba? Kumbaga tatawid ka at magbabayad ka na ng ano, malaking toll gate fee o highway fee. No? So medyo, probably some of you don't know me well. This is my family. I have 4 kids, actually, almost 2 teenagers, and may 15-year-old girl ako, yan nasa right. This was taken recently, last month lang. This is the most recent picture I can find. We went to Cebu, tapos the one on the left is my 12-year-old daughter, tapos my eldest son, sa 10 years old, and we have a 1-year-old, ano, layo na agwat, ano, 10 and... One, so that's my family. All right. Okay. Since medyo mabagal pa tayong lahat, pati na rin ako actually. Di ko pa nga, why do we all stand? Okay lang. Why do we all stand? We'll stand, we'll pray, and we'll do something. God, we thank you. We thank you for this time. We thank you God, for the calling that you have for us. Thank you that you are the one who assigned the things in advance for us to do. And God, thank you that even as you assigned us here, Lord God, in our specific jobs, specific roles, in the local church or in the whole ministry, God, we thank you that you are the one enabling. Your Spirit is the one enabling us, helping us, giving us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And God, amidst all the work, God, we thank you that you are the one taking care of our families. God, you are in charge, ruling and reigning over our marriages, over our families, the lives of our children, God. And God, we thank you that, yes, amidst all the work, we are growing in our love and in our passion for you. God, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go and find a partner. Go and find a partner. Isa lang. Isa lang. One partner. An activity partner. Okay. Para clear. Okay. Meron na. Everyone has a partner. Okay, good. Now, go and face and look at the partner. Your partner. Go and look at your partner. Okay. Okay. Oh, look at me now. Do you know this? Do you know this? Alam niyo ba to? Oops, sorry. Alam niyo ba to? Yeah, you know this. You know this. You know this. Ito. Sorry ah. Dapat pala nakaupo muna kayo kasi by now yung mga nasa likod, di nyo naman nakikita actually. Alam niyo to? Okay, good. Okay. The goal is to have as many knockdowns as possible. Okay? And I'll give you 30 seconds. Okay, the goal is to have... Oh, hindi lang. Di pa na. Excited. The goal is to have as many knockdowns as possible. All right? I'll give you 30 seconds. Okay, 30 seconds. Okay. Go and face your partner, you and your partner. The goal is to have as many knockdowns as possible. You are a team. Ready, set, and go. Oh, I'll extend. Few more seconds. All right, stop. Oh, face me. Oh, wala mo na upo. Okay, sino? How many did you get? 90? 0? Parang niloloko nyo kami ah. Ang aga-aga, niloloko nyo kami. But ilan ba? Kayong overreact eh. 4 lang, 4. 100? Oh. 100? 1 lang. Bakit? Ano nangyari sa inyo? Nakakahiya kayo ah. Isang galing pa naman tayo sa isang simbahan, 'di ba? Nakakahiya. Ilan? 1 lang. 100 ano? Are you kidding? Ha? 100 what? Anyone got higher? Wala na. Oh, nagagalit na. How many did you get? 10 only. 10 only. Okay. Well, actually, truth of the matter is, 160, you are right. In fact, probably you could have done better if you counted faster. All of you, those who got 1, 10, those who got 90, that's correct. Someone got 100. Well, for those who did not get it, well, actually, you just did not listen. What did I say? Go and find an opponent? A partner. I asked you to find a partner. And then, paulit-ulit, go and face your partner. Sabi ko, do you know this? Okay. Kamisano kaya? Anong kalokohan yan, Pastor? O sige. Then, go and face your partner. The goal is to have as many knockdowns as possible. My final sentence was, you and your partner, you are a team. Ready, set, and go. Tama ba? Okay. Uy, pwede yun ha. Gamitin nyo yun. Pwede yung pang-training for victory. Magagamit nyo. Okay? You did not listen. Diba? Had you listened to the instruction, diba? Pwede. In fact, pwede pa yun. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Baka mas marami pa nga kung mas mabilis kayong nagbilang. Okay? Now, there's a point here. We all have jobs. Some of you have an actual job description. Some of you have multiple job descriptions. Some of you, your job descriptions, they are verbal. Some of you, your job descriptions are actually in a particular doc or pages document, kind of document. But whatever it may be, what we will be talking about this morning is the how to do your job. Meaning,
you and your partner. Diba? Yun lang. Yung kung paano natin ginagawa. In fact, sa totoo lang, I'm talking to the choir. Because you already know what I'm going to talk about. I'm here just to clarify, to confirm certain principles, and maybe clarify certain issues in your mind. Alright? So yun lang goal natin for this morning. Why don't you give yourselves a round of applause? Please take your seats. We'll talk about the how. No? Talk about the how. Yung ganun lang, bilisan nyo lang. Partner yan. Okay, goal to establish the need for management principles, create greater awareness, appreciation of the things that you are actually doing already. Okay? And identify some practical skills for each management principle. We'll talk about, in fact, for many of you who took up maybe commerce or liberal arts na nandun sa economic side, baka nadaanan nyo na rin to, and you, kumbaga, mas kabisado nyo to. In fact, baka kesa sa akin, ano. And I'm just here to contextualize this in what we do in church. And not only that, I will sort of identify, not all, of course, but certain practical skills that I see which are relevant or the things that we are actually doing na, no? And just confirm them and tingnan lang natin, contextualize lang natin. And when you talk about, you know, management, kasi kanina si Sony was asking, ano ba ito? Management, leadership. I was reminded, you know, when you talk about management, sandali lang. Di ba nasa church ako? Di ba? Minsan some of our people will think, sandali lang, nasa simbahan ako eh. Bakit tayo kailangan ng management, no? Why management? The reality is, as much as we feel or maybe others believe that management is on secular, the reality is probably you've heard this particular preaching that there is no separation between the secular and the spiritual. In fact, just to prove, Jesus spoke about management principles. Kaya nga natin ito pinag-aaralan ngayon eh. Do you know that Jesus spoke about construction in Matthew 7? He spoke about manufacturing in Luke 5. Jesus talked about farming principles in Mark 4. He talked about ranching in Matthew 18. He talked about management in labor in Matthew 20. Jesus talked about family corporations principles in Matthew 21. Jesus spoke about hostile takeovers or high risk investments, ano? Return on investments, ROI. Well, obviously, he was a carpenter. He would have computed. Pag may umorder sa kanyang table, of course, we wouldn't know. Probably in heaven, we will know. But at some sorts of computation, he would have computed. Tama ba? Hindi naman siya ibibigay lang libre lang yon dati, di ba? So magko-compute niya ng cost, magko-compute siya ng return on investments. Future markets, which is an in-thing nowadays, Luke 12. He talked about crop yield. Well, obviously, alam naman natin to in Mark 13. Talked about management criteria, something that we'll talk about, no, later on. He spoke about the need for research and development in Luke 14. And networking and leveraging, you're talking about financial leveraging, you're talking about human resource leveraging, which is what we actually do, no? Especially dun sa volunteer ministries natin. Venture capitalism, rather, kanina sinabi ko, this is high-risk investments. Remember how many of you have Sun cellular phones? Sun. Or Smart. Oh, di ba, high-risk investment, venture capitalism yung nangyari doon when they acquired, when Smart acquired or got into and invested in JG Summit Holdings, which is actually Sun Cellular Phones Digital in the provinces. So when you apply for, nandun po ako sa probinsya nakatira eh, sa Laguna, I just recently applied for an internet connection in a Smart Cellular, in a Sun Cellular office. They gave me a Smart Bro application, no? Kumbaga, do you know that when they acquired, no, Smart got into JG Summit, they doubled their year earnings up by $100 million. Galing, no? And they were bought. They were the ones who were bought, si JG Summit, no? Binili. So Jesus spoke about certain principles in venture capitalism. So that's it. That's why we will talk about management. And more than anything else, we're here, we're called by God. You are here, saved by Jesus Christ. You believe in the power of the resurrection, of the cross. You are here because you are all compelled by the love of God, and we want to do what we are currently doing in a way that will bring glory to God. That's why we are studying this. Again, I'm talking to the choir. You know this. Hindi ko na kailangan masyadong i-expound to eh. Pero I just wanna be able, personal, ano ko lang talaga ngayon, personal goal is to be able to encourage you to continue to do what you are doing, to continue to be faithful in what you are doing. All right, management. Okay, yun ang pag-uusapan natin. But this is what I'm going to do. Medyo different lang gagawin natin ngayon. Ano? We'll do sort of like a case study. It is in your, ano, no? We'll check out scripture. Acts 6, this was when the church was beginning to formalize. No? And just read that particular account. Ganito na lang, para hindi mahirap, I will divide you into groups. Okay? Gagawin natin yung first row and second row for this column. Let's say per column tayo, kayo yung group one. Kayo yung one group. One group. One group. Third and fourth. One group. Kayo one group. Paano kaya to? Hati na lang. Marian, can you join them? And Anna, Sarah, join this kayo dito. Group. Okay, you will read. This is sort of like a case study. Read Acts 1 to 7. You just read it by yourselves. And then when you're ready, I need you to answer certain questions. First, what was the situation? Then, what was the top priority? How was it addressed? And what was the outcome? Or maybe what were the outcomes? Okay? Ready, set, and go. Read it. And then after reading it, you can turn your chairs. Okay na. Okay lang, magulo tayo ngayon. Okay, finished or not finished? Okay lang? Finished or... Finish or not finished? First, what was the situation? Anyone? Don, mukhang very interesting yung discussion niya eh. What was the situation? Sige, anything. Okay lang. Increase. Sige. In the church setting, nag-i-increase. Okay, sandali lang ha. Susunod natin yan. There was an increase in the disciples. Increase in number of... Okay, thank you. Church growing. Okay, of course, alam naman natin to, di ba? Tapos na yung Pentecost, empowered na sila by the Holy Spirit. And so they were preaching boldly, they were healing, there were signs and wonders, they were moving in it. And so the church was growing. Meron pa ba? Yes, Tristan. Okay, good. Widows were being overlooked. There was sort of like a conflict between Hebraic and Grecian Jews. Bakit? Overlooked saan? Okay, good. Thank you very much for standing. Being overlooked in the daily distribution of food, this was sort of like, some would say this is discrimination, no? Or persecution. Kasi hindi kayo original na, ano, kumbaga, very similar to Peninsulares and Indios, or Insulares, if you remember our history. Ganon. Kami original kami from Spain, pinapunta lang kami dito, lata kasi kami from Espanya, or yung mga dito, hindi, half-breed lang kayo. Yung magulang nyo, half lang, ano? So, may ganung issues, ano? So, may discrimination. Kaya sinasabi nila, may na-overlook in the daily distribution of food. So, part of kasama yan, ano? So, may mga issue. Okay lang ba? Tama ba, Tristan? Pwede ko ilagay ito? On daily distribution of food. Okay? Anymore. Actually, sabi nga nila, hindi lang food eh. Other church resources pa na available, no? Some would say finances. Any more answers? Wala na. Okay, next. What was the top priority then? Yes, Jen. Oh, sige, dito muna. Yes. I heard someone here. Sino yun? Don't shy. Of course. Where do you work? Missions office. Okay. Marami bang complaints? Okay. Address complaints. Next, anyone? Ano pa ba? Yes, Jenny. Not to neglect the ministry of the top priority was the ministry of the word and actually nakalagay diyan prayer. Any more? Ano pa ba? Going? Ano? Okay, next. How was it addressed? Ito, interesting. How was it addressed? Yes. Wow! Galing naman noon. People from the staff development class, batch 2, were appointed. Parang ganun yung dating noon, di ba? Administrators. It's very interesting that you use this term, ano, yung administrators. Tama, that's good. Administrators were appointed. Yes, Anne, were you raising your hand? Sorry? Nag-strategic planning sila. Off-site or office? Kulang sa budget. Kulang sa budget. Sa labas. Okay. Strat plan. Parang na-over na nga ata tayo sa strat planning eh. No? Parang bawat lingon mo ngayon, puro strat plan, budget plan. Okay. Strat planning. Yeah, meeting. I heard some... Anong pinag-meeting nila? What did they do? Criteria for people to be chosen. Okay, criteria. Criteria for administrators. Nag-swat sila. Of some sorts, oh.
They identify the problem first para before they decided on choosing people.
In victory term ngayon, ano yung burning issues?
Burning issues!
Yan yung ginagamit nating term ngayon. Ano yung burning issues? O sige. Burning issues. Okay. Ano pa? Ano pa yung ginawa nila? Yes. Wow, that's very important. The disciples chose among themselves, di ba? Galing, galing. Okay, ano pa? Ano pa ang ginawa nila? How did they choose? Among themselves? Okay. They had a meeting. There was a criteria. Okay. All right. Ako, may question ako kanina. Paano nila nalaman na nag-i-increase? Paano nila nalaman?
Kasi it's eating a lot of their time. That's why they said that the minister of the word sometimes being neglected or last priority. So it only means that a lot of time are spent giving the distribution.
Giving the food. Yeah. And probably the issue, di ba? May isa pa, so trying to solve the issue. Okay, pero interested ako eh. Paano kaya nila nalaman? Yes, Marian.
I think they knew because there were complaints. There were people who started complaining.
People started complaining. Then, they knew that it is growing. So parang tayo yun ah. Parang ganun ah. Growth pains. Kasi paano ba kaya nila nalaman na may growth? Yun ang interesting lang ano? I like that. What you said. They're probably keeping track of their numbers. In their own way. Probably their faces. Probably sinusulatan nila yung bato. May some sort of paper or scroll sila dyan. Attendance. Registration. Di ba? Name. Victory group leader. Telephone number. Email address, may ganun sila. In their own way, no? They were keeping track, okay? Narinig ko doon, record. Keeping track or record? Okay. Ano pa ba? Oh, what was the outcome after everything? Giselle, you were raising your hand? So nagkakamot ka lang. Issues were addressed, tama ba? How would you know that issues were addressed? Yes, Sarah.
There was growth in the quality and the quantity of the disciples.
Uy, okay yun ah. Paano man nasabing quality and quantity?
Kasi quantity, kasi the number, it says the number of disciples increased rapidly, and then quality, kasi the number of priests became obedient to the faith.
Wow, galing nun ah. There was rapid growth, and there was, ano nga uli yung sinabi mo, quality.
Quality, yeah.
Quality, di ba? Increase in quality of the disciples, actually, no? Sinasabi mo, because priests became obedient to the faith. Anymore? May result pa ba? Wala na, okay. Alright, good. Actually, if you look at it, word of God spread. Who said that? Thank you very much. Word of God spread. Word of God spread. Result. If you check out the board, reality, it looks like our church. Victory. Or it looks like our ministry. Whether it's real life, every nation, missions, exactly. No? Not that we're so sick and tired of complaints, but the reality is we know. Sabi nga niya, growth pains. Well, as we continue to grow, it's inevitable, di ba? No? Pero if you look at it, tama nga, no? Increase in disciples. Church is growing. There are issues. Hopefully, hindi naman sana sa food, pero ang dami pa yung, ano ha? Unless may issue sa church natin, ha? Bakit mas masarap yung sa ministry food nila sa kids' church kaysa dito sa amin sa Ashening, di ba? Of course, that needs to be addressed, di ba? Pero, well, oh, probably, baka. Administrators were sent to staff development class for equipping, strat planning, which we are doing now, di ba? It's a good picture. Oh, in fact, may sinasabi si Karen kanina, no? Evaluation kanina for 2013. Well, 2012 evaluation, may criteria na tayong ginagamit. May certain performance evaluation tayong ginagamit. May basis tayo, no? Same thing with them. May mga issues tayo. I saw the report of Victory Makati strategic planning. Part of what they had to do was to check out the burning issues, no? So, ito 'yon. This is how we hire. Later on, pag-uusapan natin, we'll sort of dive into that a bit. Ito, feedback forms, attendance record. Every week, we send out cash receipt summary. Di ba? Attendance summary. Natatawa si Fern, di ba? Ikaw ba tumatanggap ng lahat ng yon at nag-consolidate? Okay. Rapid growth, increasing quality. But end of the day, this is what is happening. The gospel is being preached. Diba? We are honoring God. We're making disciples. This is a picture of our church. In fact, I would like to thank you because you made my job easier this morning. This is what we are going to talk about. I'll just put headings, actually, dun sa mga areas na to. Because you've already identified what happens in a particular management function. We'll talk about the four important management functions, which you are already doing. Clarify and confirm certain principles behind it and contextualize it in our churches or in our ministries and identify certain activities that are happening. So that, well, first, because, ito naman to eh. And as we continue to make disciples, this will not stop. In fact, gusto ko yung sinabi kanina dito ni Sarah, totoo yun, di ba? Quality and quantity. Pwede. If you've read Accidental Missionary, or the newer version, yung Wiki Church, Pastor Steve was talking about that. Why can't we go with both quality and quantity? No? And then, ito naman talaga yung nangyayari. We want this to happen. That's why even ang pastors, may pastor's dev. Diba? To continually be equipped to do what we're called to do. To honor God, make disciples, and continue to raise leaders. All right. Okay. We'll dive into ano na, no? The first management function. Planning. Well, sige, thank you. Many of you are into this already, strat planning. Many of you have done a number of strat plannings. Let me just define it before you. Planning is the management function of determining objectives, and setting a course of action to achieve them. Okay? We determine objectives. We identify goals. That's why for some of you, some of us actually, nung nag-planning na tayo, for some of us na who started our strategic planning for 2013 para ma-finalize na natin yung budget ng ministry natin at makuha na natin yung napakatagal na nating nire-request na computer at original software, di ba? Kailangan natin pasukin yung strategic planning, no? Kailangan nating i-check for some of us, di ba? Chine-check natin yung key objectives, especially for the local church. Babalikan natin, ano ba yung purpose? Ano ba yung goal ng worship services? Nandoon yun. Tawag natin dito is key objectives. I know for a fact sa Victory Fort, ginamit nila yung Victory Key Objectives, tapos chinek din nila yung EN Church Criteria. Okay? Baka some of you sa local church, ginamit nyo pa yung NCD Survey. No? NCD Survey, para ibangga nyo lang kung saan nyo gusto talaga pumunta based on ano ba talaga yung dapat puntahan natin. But planning is that. Planning is determining objectives. Determining objectives. And it's not just in a macro, relatively macro context sa church, even in our specific ministry. Right now, I'm from Victory Santa Rosa. If we request, because of the hub concept now, di ba? We are grouped into hubs. Because of the hub, we can, kahit wala kaming human resource and capital resource to come up with a video, let's say, at present, we can always tap on to our big brother, Victory Alabang. But before any request, si Jenny would need me to would need us to fill up a communication sa a job order. And unang-unang ilalagay, fill upan doon sa job order para sa video na nire-request ni Pastor is what is the objective? What is your goal? So parang hindi ako pwedeng pumunta sa kanya, sasabihin ko lang, kailangan ko ng poster for our singles retreat. Hindi, ano ba ang goal ng singles retreat nyo ngayon? What is the objective? Actually, how many of you feel like your current environment, your current local church, medyo limited ang human resource? Okay lang. Kasi ganoon naman talaga tayo ngayon, sa totoo lang. Limited human resource, very conservative in our financial disbursements. Tama ba? Bakit church tayo? Bigla ka natawa, bro. Sorry. Yun yung situation natin. Limited human resource. Again, conservative in our financial disbursement. And we'll keep it that way. We are a non-profit organization. We want to be good stewards. No? We want to be an example to the rest outside. Kaya may limitations eh. Actually, game changer ito, ang planning. Game changer ang planning. Key talaga sa akin. Kaya nga tama lang eh, na now the pastors are being exposed to strategic planning. So ngayon, di ba, parang lahat nag-planning. Buti nga ngayon, naririnig mo na yung SWOT sa atin. I mean, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, parang out of this world pa yung SWOT analysis, di ba? But for many of us, di ba, galing na sa nagtrabaho na tayo, parang sokang-soka ka na, di ba? Hanggang dito na yung SWOT planning mo. Pagdating mo sa church, akala mo magbi-ministry ka na lang, tapos SWOT planning pa pala. Eh kasi ganun nga, game changer to sa atin ngayon. Especially in an environment like ours. Planning is a game changer. You know, I got this from my cellular phone company, no? iPhone 4S. They called me about November. Sabi nila, Mr. Morados, your contract has expired. And would you renew your contract? Like, of course. No? Kahit papatay-patay yung linya nyo ngayon at napakahina ng signal wherever, di ba? Okay lang, wala na akong magagawa eh. Kasi bibigyan niyo ako ng iPhone 4S. So sige, I'll subscribe. Magre-renew ako sa amin niya. Your iPhone 4S is ready for pickup. Di ba? In Globe Center, Nuvali. Uy, wow. Magkakape pa ako habang kinukuha yung ano. Di ba? Mag-re-relax at chillax dun sa Solinad, Nuvali. So anyway, cut the long story short, I signed the contract. Sabi ko, nung ibibigay na sa akin yung iPhone 4S, sabi ko, wait. Sabi kong ganun, don't give me a 16 gig I'll get the 64 gig. I'll wait for it. Sabi niya, oh, sige. Anyway, 2 weeks passed. They called me. Sabi niya, your 64 gig was ready for pickup. Sabi ko, okay. Pero I realized, hindi ko muna pipick up. And you know why? Because my children, especially the older children, yung tatlo, my 15-year-old, my 12-year-old, and my 10-year-old, kasi alam nila, currently, well, at that time, I was holding an iPhone 3GS. Yun may, tama, 3GS. Which means, if I will get an iPhone 4S, may bakanting iPhone 3GS. Tama ba? So they were waiting, and the ultimate question was, sabi nila, kanino mapupunta yung iPhone 3GS? Sino ang magmamana ng aking ipapamana? Di ba? Parang may inheritance tayo yung dating, di ba? So sabi ko, sige ganito, I will, you better watch out kind of thing. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Parang ganun yung dating. Sige, I will see in the next few weeks kung kanino ko ibibigay yung iPhone 3GS. Oh man, that whole December, it was so easy to ask my children to massage me. Oh yes, oh yes. I would normally, if I ask them to massage me, you know, pagod na pagod ko from work, oh, can you massage my back? Magbibilang pa yun. Kukunin yung phone mo, isiset yung clock, yung timer, okay, 1 minute. Di ba? Ganun. Ah, ito, hindi. Massage all you can. If I need coffee in the morning, my children are homeschooled, it was so easy. In fact, andali. Yung papunta na ako sa office at that time, sa Alabang, oh man, parati akong may kaping baon. It was just so easy to ask for my slippers at night. Talaga, totoo yun. And I kid you not. No, in fact, kulang pang hatoy, bitin pa kung paano ko siya dinidescribe. Because every time I would ask him to do something, there would always be a question from the three of them. Have you decided kanino pupunta yung iPhone 3GS? All right, December passed, the whole month passed. You know what? I did not get the iPhone 4S. Pinabayaan ko hanggang New Year. January came. Diba? It was heydays for me. Massage all you can. Andali, andali mag-utos sa mga anak ko. You know what? I did not get the phone January. I did not get the phone February. Oh, what? Yeah. How could it? Sakit naman nun. I got the phone end of March. Tama ka. Sino nagsabi nun? Sulit. Sinulit ko. Man, I enjoy those times that my children would just always come to me. And they always do. But there was a game changer. Eto. So they came to me with, it was very different. Iba, kung, when they approached me, ibang klase. Ibang klase. It was a game changer for me. You know, planning? Huh? The youngest daughter. Youngest daughter. Maya na, chismis na yun eh. Chismosa ka. Baka ilaglag mo ako. Mamaya, nandun sila sa Alabang. Okay? This was a game changer. You know? And I believe, for our context today, planning is a game changer. Most especially in our current work environment and what we want to happen, planning is a game changer. And I believe as well, you know, when my children na waiting kung kanino ibibigay ito, man, it was so different, ano? And I also believe in this season, in our particular ministry, God is the same. God is enjoying the fact that we come to Him, asking Him for direction and plans, not just for our ministry, but even for our personal lives. God takes pleasure and God delights every time we come to Him asking, God, what's the game plan? Planning is like that. Solomon, when he was setting the temple, well, not really setting it up, but gathering resources so that he can turn over everything. David, rather, was gathering resources so that he can turn over everything to his son Solomon in 1 Chronicles 28:11-12. I'm not sure if it's there. Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the portico of the temple, its buildings, its storerooms, its upper parts, its inner rooms, and the place of its atonement. He gave him the plans of all the Spirit had put in his mind. Ulitin ko lang yun. He gave him, God gave David all, he gave him the plans, no? Of all the, yun nga, Spirit. David gave Solomon all the plans, plans that came from the Holy Spirit himself. And that is a game changer. For us, in this season in our ministry, we are starting to stretch out this muscle. In fact, feeling ko nga, we're right smack in the middle of it eh. And we are getting good at it. Game changer yan. If we're able to plan things in advance, and we are working at it as well, even us as pastors. We are on a, for your information, diba, we're trying, okay? Give us A for effort, ah. We are trying to plan our sermon 6 months in advance. Next month, we will be already talking about the love series. No? So medyo papunta na kami doon. Right now, I'm preparing the compassion series, Sony. No? I'm gathering a team for a 2 week after the love series. I am forming a team to do the compassion series. So hopefully, pati yung creative planning nun, maano na. But we are in that. Why? Because game changer yun. For us to be able to deliver everything that we need to deliver, the kind of service we want to deliver, the quality of service we want to deliver, given the quantity of services that we have right now, planning is a game changer. What do we do in planning? No, first, obviously, identify goals. Where do you want to go? Kaya kanina, di ba? What was important in that scenario in Acts 6? Well, yes, addressing the complaints, it was important, but ultimately, the top priority was to pay attention to the ministry of the word and prayer. Yun yung top priority nun, no? Kaya they identified, ano ba yung objective nito? So that we will have more time for the ministry of the word and prayer. So yun yon. Identify goals in anything that we do. Be it a singles retreat, be it a marriage journey kind of thing. Is it the goal? Is it just to strengthen? Strengthen lang ba? Every year, strengthen ang goal natin, di ba? Kailangan may specific goal yan. No? When we do a particular event or project, let's help our pastor. Please help us. The reality is, kami, pastors, sa totoo lang, mas magaling talaga kayo dito. Bigay nyo na sa amin yung preaching. Bigay nyo na sa amin yung hermeneutical, homiletical delivery. Alam, give us that, that part. But in terms of planning, you play a big role. Help us. In fact, don't come to us nga asking us, anong objective mo, pastor? No. Pastor, ito yung mga possible objectives natin. Ano tingin mo ang tama? Ano tingin mo yung route mo? Parang may ano doon na. Kung saan ako nakatingin. Ano yung tingin mo yung route na pupuntahan natin? Di ba? Identify goals. Very important. When I came to Santa Rosa, medyo naligalig ata sila eh. Kasi lahat ng ginagawa namin, hinihingan ko sila ng project sheet. So sabi ko, bawat lahat ng gagawin natin, kailangan may project sheet tayo. In a simple summary lang, di ba? Kunyari, sige, gusto mo ng getaway, overnight nga lang to. Sabi ko, gawin mo ng project sheet yan. So, tinutulungan natin silang lahat. Meron pa nga kaming communication sa training, ginawa ng project sheet. Meron kaming upcoming kids church training eh. I forgot kung ano specific training, ano. But, end of the day, for example, in anything that we do, very important kasi sa akin doon, ano ba yung goal mo? To be able to cast a vision of advancement in life for every single that. To ensure camaraderie, healthy fellowship, so empower them to succeed. Actually, hindi pa nga tapos to eh. Babalik pa ako. Anong area? Kasi, based on the objective, doon natin malalaman kung sino invite natin, di ba? At saka kung ano ipapaturo natin. Anong area of life? Career ba yan? Work ba yan? Business? Finance ba? Love life ba yan? Family life ba? Anong area? No? So it's very important that when we plan, again, this is a game changer for us to be very specific on what we want to happen. And then again, yes, we know that it will come or it should come from our department heads, but then again, we play a big role in helping them identify it. No? In fact, we come to them with possible options already. Bakit? Because I do believe that God has given us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Kaya nga tayo nandi dito, it is not an accident. Your experience, diba, you are here given your particular experience in those particular companies, in your business, working with various kinds of people so that you will be able to use it today, help the church. Paano? Give them possible options. People involved, etc., etc. But again, ano lang, di ba? Parang may ano lang to. I mean, simple nga lang to. Eh. I mean, I believe you can do so much better. No? Pero ako lang naman kasi, as dami ko rin kasing ginagawa, so gusto ko lang snapshot. At least in my context, pag binigyan nila ako ng product sheet ng lahat ng gagawin namin, more or less, alam ko na. No? Okay. Identify goals. When you plan, you determine objectives, you identify specific goals. What else? You assess conditions. No? That's part of the blank. Ano? Assess conditions. Currently, how many of you are involved heavily in our budget planning? Anyone? Okay, yan. Marami. Can you raise your hands? Gusto ko lang malaman. Okay, from what ministry? Claudette? Discipleship? Lifebox? Sige nga, pakitaas. I just need to know. Yes, sir. Worship services? Kids? Kids? Worship services? Kids? Wow, puro ito yung mga magagastos na ministry ah. IT, obviously. Okay, budget planning. If you check out your budget, di ba? Pag tinignan mo yung master plan, budget, kung nakita niyo yung master plan, lahat ng operational expenses nando doon. Tapos lahat ng wish list natin, new computer, new laptop, bagong system for whatever, brand new TV for the kids. I mean, we can dream on everything. Pero hindi yan kasama doon sa pinaka-bottom line. Sa totoo lang, lahat ng wish list natin, even yung church expansion, we need a better facility. Kailangan natin tibagin itong wall. Kailangan natin rentahan yung bagong area na yon para sa, dahil lumalago na tayo. Lahat yon, lahat ng request na yon, it is after the bottom line. Meaning, it is after we compute, di ba, what comes in and what should go out based on your operations, yung regular budget nyo. Let's say sa kids, yung mga gifts, di ba? Yung mga snacks, lahat ng training, lahat yun ipapasok na natin. Tapos lahat ng wish list natin from furniture, equipment, facility expansion, dun lang papasok for consideration. Bakit? What are we doing? We are assessing the condition. Tingnan mo na, kaya ba? Kaya ba? Kaya ba talaga natin next year bumili ng Mac Air? Kaya ba? Kaya ba ng brand new smart TV? Na para pag sa kids church, gaganunin mo na lang yung control, di ba? Kaya ba talaga? So bago natin iyaano yun, titingnan muna natin yung bottom line. We assess conditions. If your pastor would come to you, I remember si Evelyn in Alabang, finance officer in Alabang. Sabi niya, Pastor Johnson, Pastor Ariel, she met us. Sabi niya, can I meet you? So sige, sige. Okay. Important to. Minsan lang mag-request si Evelyn, yung finance officer natin sa Alabang. Minsan lang siya mag-request ng parang closed door meeting. Isa lang sinabi niya, Pastor Johnson, Pastor Ariel, for this particular month, pwede ba wala muna kayong pipirmahan? Anong pipirmahan? Walang pipirmahan, extra gastos. Sabi niya, ang dami nating gastos, ang dami nating babayaran. This was right after we constructed. Sabi ko, tapos iniisip ko, of course, tama ka naman eh. But she wouldn't come to that conclusion if she did not assess the condition. Tama ba? And that's what you are actually doing right now. And in fact, our pastors, our department heads, need that guidance as well. They need that help from us na approaching them in a very respectful and courteous way, in a very godly way, speaking the truth in love. Okay? Pastor, sandali lang. Di ba? Hindi tayo pwede gumasis ngayon. Alam ko gusto natin yung TV na yan, bago. Alam ko gusto, ang dami natin gusto, di ba? Pero sandali, assess condition. If your pastor comes to you, asking you, can you do this? Ang galing nung ginawa sa Victory Fort. Ah. Nag-strategic planning sila. Parang alam na nila ilan yung percentage ng singles, ng may bata. Ilan na, alam kagad nila yung percentage ng Facebook users, Twitter users, etc., etc. Lahat ng may ano. Sobrang galing. Can you do that? Tapos, okay. Eh tayo, di ba? I mean, we're here compelled by the love of God. Parang as if we have a choice, di ba? parang wala ka ng choice kundi sabihin, yes, pastor. Kailan niyo po kailangan? Tomorrow. Diba? Parang lahat ng request namin, di ba? Galing sa Argentina tsaka sa Russia. Alam niyo naman yun, di ba? Argentinian tsaka Russian. No? Lahat ng request namin galing Argentina tsaka galing Russia. Pero will you be able to answer it? You assess condition in a very practical way. Pastor, currently, you've asked me to do this, no? Do you want me to hold this part so I can prioritize this particular request? These are projects in line. It's not really, it is a collaborative effort to decide. Let it not be your decision. Kumbaga, you decide together because you are a team. No? So sige, ito yung tingin kong kailangan natin mag-survey. Victory Ford sent out 1,300. They got 130 respondents. There was time to compute it, etc., etc. Yan nga yung papagawa natin kay Merly. Actually, sa Victory Alabang next week. No? Na ang deadline, next week din. You have to assess the condition sa strat planning natin. Ako yun, kinikwento ko ako. Assess conditions. Okay. Practical skills, identify goals, assess conditions, set milestones. Milestones. Ano ba yung milestones? After this, we'll take a break. Milestones. Milestones are the steps leading to the achievement of the particular goal. No? Okay, paano ba yun? Sino mahilig mag-road trip dito? Or sino nakapag-road trip na malayo-layo? Yes, Sarah. Sige, saan ka nakapag-road trip? Baguio. All right. From where? From Victory Fort to from here, from Manila to Baguio. Any stopovers? If you remember. Somewhere in Pangasinan. Saan pa? NLEX. NLEX. Oh, di ba? Oh, anong stopover sa NLEX? Pagas. Breakfast, all right, breakfast. And then, Pangasinan. Ano yung stopover sa Pangasinan? Snacks? Mm-mm. So, dinner yung sa inyo. O, sige, tama. Alam naman natin yun. We have an idea, di ba? Punta kang Baguio, stopover kang NX in one of those gas station, and you have, it's either you have breakfast or you have snacks. And normally, in that first stopover, looking at Baguio now, you are in NX gas station having breakfast, how do you feel? I mean, malayo pa. Okay, when you stopped over in Pangasinan, how did you feel? Malapit na. Ganon, di ba? Oh, when you have your breakfast, oh, how do you feel after mag-breakfast sa NLEX or sa somewhere in Pangasinan or Tarlac in a particular road trip? After eating, how would you feel? Busog, syempre, di ba? Ano tawag mo? In other words, satisfied. Tama ba? Ganon yung ginagawa actually in a very practical way ng milestones. Leading up the ultimate goal or ultimate objective, if we are able to identify our pit stops, every time you step on that pit stop, you would feel, okay, malayo pa. Kailangan ko pang ayusin yung schedule ko. But on the next pit stop, since identified natin, how would you feel? Wow, malapit na. It's encouraging. It's faith building, actually. Di ba? And there's a certain level of fulfillment and satisfaction already. That is the use of milestones or stopover. That's why when we plan, it is very important to identify certain milestones or yung pit stops na ginagawa natin. No? Set milestones. Identify goals, assess conditions, set milestones. All right.